Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. To ensure you'll never escape work, data shows Sunday emails are the best. Admittedly, I run the risk of being a hypocrite here, as I'm recording this Workplace Minute update bemoaning the end of work-life balance in the U.S., while I'm sitting on the deck of a beach house along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, where I'm allegedly vacationing, but here goes. New research from the Axios HQ organization has revealed that the quote-unquote best day and time to send an internal work email, in other words, the day and time where the email is most likely to be opened and read, is Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Axios HQ, a firm that creates AI-powered software that helps organizations manage their essential communications, analyzed the average open rates of 8.7 million emails sent through their platform between January and March, and found that Sundays between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. are the golden hours to send emails. They found that 94% of emails sent during that time were opened, while only 86% of emails sent between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Sundays were also opened. This could be partly because there are fewer competing emails in people's inboxes on Sundays, increasing the chances of their emails being viewed. People sending emails during low competition times like Sunday night can ensure they are on top of mind and top of inboxes during readers' most available hours, like first thing Monday morning, Axios HQ said in a statement. But some workplace experts worry that this information could be used by some go-getters to encroach even more on workers' personal time. Although some workers may view this as an invitation to show off their great work ethic, one expert warns this could be a form of what's called techno-invasion. Dr. Matthew Davis, an associate professor at Leeds University Business School, told The Times of London, quote, "There's a phenomenon known as techno-invasion. And that's a sense of the work technology creeping into your personal life as well. And we know that's linked to people feeling more stressed, less satisfied with their work and their work-life balance." Dr. Davis also added, "My worry would be if people see this and think, I'll start sending these emails more routinely on the weekend. Because for some people it's fine, but there's a good proportion of people that this will add to that sense of a burden." Almost all modern email applications come with a send later capability that allows users to type up emails at any day and time they like and schedule their sending out during more normal working hours. The thought behind this capability is usually one of courtesy and respect for people's off hours. Perhaps writing and responding to emails on a Sunday or late in the evening works well for one person's schedule, but they not wish to burden, interrupt, or set an unfair expectation for a response on the weekend or late at night from the others. My hope is that more people would rather remain respectful of their colleagues' time away from work and use that send later capability rather than seize upon this Axios HQ data and begin the Sunday afternoon email deluge of their colleagues. I will be keeping an eye on my email patterns as well, and if you get a note from me this week, I apologize to myself from working from the beach. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.